Jim, it's almost done. Australia's most talked about social
experiment.
Don't
believe it. I feel like we say that every week, and then they're like, here's a bonus episode, something happening.
I feel like I've said another reunion. Yeah. Of course, Married at First Sight.
Keys in the bowl.
Keys in the bowl edition, up late. Yeah. Please welcome one of the grooms, Mr. Liam Cooper. G'day, Liam.
Good morning. How are we?
Mate, we are going all right. How are you? What a dramatic finish to the episode last night.
Mate, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Something else, you're the doozy.
Ooh, what happened? We're sitting there and we go, oh, look at this, Liam standing there.
Yeah.
I love you.
Put
I want to make
heart
this,
on
yeah,
the line.
Just putting it out there. And we're like, this is great. And then, bam, she just bloody got you right in the kidneys. Just dropped you down. What was going through your head in that moment, mate?
Mate, it was just like, what is going on? Is this really happening? Like, what is coming out of her mouth?
So, Liam, obviously you two are happily together now, which is lovely.
yeah, happily together, going strong. You
yeah,
know,
good to see you. Have you worked through it?
Have you seen her since that moment, Liam?
Yeah, we've seen each other since the moment. Went to an event with each other. And
yeah.
then, obviously, that beautiful video came out. And that's been it.
Well, I mean, before we talk about the video, there was one other question I wanted to ask about that moment. Jimmy and I were trying to figure out. Somebody dropped their vow cards in the heat of that moment. Was that you or was that Georgia?
No, that was Georgia. She dropped them.
No. See, okay. Just that we couldn't tell on the cut. We just
yeah.
And we were like, is that one of those things where like the producer comes in and goes, look, you didn't throw them down hard enough. If you could just throw down the cards again, guys.
Was she told to throw down the cards?
No, she just threw them down because I think I said something. And then I think I said, like, I don't know what to do. And then she threw them down and then said, well, the ball's in your court.
Well, Liam, you did well. Like, Nathan, when we were watching, we were like, I would have interrupted a bit earlier. You did stand there for a bit and cop it. I'm like, go, say something, Liam. Say something.
Well, I thought I better hear her out.
Yeah.
See what she's got to say. Like, you know, since her mum wrote her vows, I thought I better listen.
And then, obviously... Yeah.
Then you probably wish
the curveball came. Well, Liam, Liam, let's talk about it, mate. I mean, you brought it up. It was horrible. This video that came out the last week, of course, there was the viral video of Jason hanging out with Georgia and Johnny, who are in the background, which is Kerry's husband. In the video, Jason calls you 100% homosexual, as well as ugly and chubby.
We don't think that, mate. You're beautiful.
Oh, it was a disgusting video. You would have seen it many times. You would have heard about it.
Did you know about this before it came out?
Yeah, so what actually happened, that video was made 3 days before final vow.
Yeah, okay.
So I got wind of it in about January. Mm. So, yeah, we went to final vows, did all that. For some reason, Georgia said yes. And then... yeah, got wind of it January, held on to it, and then went to the reunion and just went to town.
Liam, how do you feel when a video like that goes viral and, I mean, those kind of comments are made about you?
Yeah, it's disgusting. Like, I was heartbroken, to be honest, because you got to think, like, to know that this was 3 days before final vows and then you had Georgia rock up, deliver her vows and then say she wanted to be with me, and then I think, well... If we stay together, were you ever going to tell me about this or was it just going to be a secret that you kept hush-hush and, you know, is that how she really felt about me? It was just nuts.
Do you think she actually wanted to be with you then or was this kind of just a ploy to keep her on the show a little longer?
Well, I don't know. You know, when you hear it and when you watch it, it's like obviously no one could really like you. If you can sit there and let someone flag your husband off like that, even though we were together at the point.
Mm.
I think it just goes to show that, yeah, she really didn't care.
Have you said anything to Jason or Johnny since that?
No, so Jason didn't really say anything. I put him up at the reunion and was just like, you know, how could you do this kind of thing? And he just sat there with a smug look on his face and didn't want to say anything.
We were told, Liam, that there was lots of apologies and things happening behind the scenes and off the camera, out of the public eye. In Jimmy and I's opinion, that's not good enough because when you're in the public eye and you make these statements on a public forum...
I mean,
the apologies need to happen on the same in the same way in a public forum. Do you think it's good enough that these apologies and I guess retractions were done privately, and do you think that they should have been done publicly?
They should have been out there because really this is some disgusting stuff. And if you really think about it, being fat shamed and homophobic comments, it can really damage someone. Like if you're not thick skinned or something, you can really, you know, can cause eating disorders and it can cause mental health. So I just don't think they really thought about this, to be honest. And now I think a lot of them are going into damage control for the, you know, because they want fame and all that.
But Liam, even Johnny saying, you know, don't post that, it's that's not good either, because he should be saying, don't say that.
That's right.
Yeah, like him sort of going, oh, you know, I said don't post. No, these comments are not acceptable. And I don't know, Nathan and I have chatted on the show and off the show. We just feel like there hasn't been enough done. How do you feel?
No, there really hasn't been enough done at all, especially when you think about it. Like, one of George's best mates, he was gay and he was actually in our wedding.
Yeah.
And George just sits there and lets someone do that. And, you know, the fact that Johnny also has a gay brother and he sits there and has a good laugh and then insults me for being bisexual.
Liam, do you look back at it? I mean, how do you feel now through this experience? I mean, do you look back at it with regret? Do you look at it and go, I wish, you know, I got something out of it. I wish I didn't do it. How do you feel?
No, I don't have any regrets whatsoever. I had a great time on the show. You know, I just wish that they had someone that was there that actually wanted to be there and wasn't there just for fame.
Yeah.
Would you, I mean, before we do let you go, Liam, I mean, we've appreciated you coming on the show a couple of times now as well. Is there anything you wanted to say, I mean, to, I guess, the people who make the show and create the show and the producers and that kind of stuff? Because we know, particularly this year, out of all the years, there's been a lot of backlash with messages that have come out, be they misogynistic, the treatment of women. Obviously, there was this homophobia stuff. There was the fat-shaming stuff. I feel like this year, more than ever, there's been a lot of that stuff that's been allowed to creep out onto our national platform that people have been able to see. Is this something you want to see change for future Married at First Sight seasons?
Yeah, of course. Like, you know, I wish there was more inclusion. I wish there was more diversity. You know, I wish there was more, you know, it's time for change. It's 2021. Mm-hmm. You know, it's time to get out there and really include everyone into it.
Mm. Do you think, Liam, that, I don't know, Nathan, I was saying maybe there's just too many people wanting to get famous and wanting a big name, that maybe, you know, they were sort of faking who they were, and maybe the Married at First Sight people didn't actually know 100% who these people were, and then eventually their real personalities came out?
Yeah, I agree on that one. I reckon a majority of them lied on paper to get onto the show, and so what they had to say to get on, they got on, and they really showed their true colours. And I think producers were just like, oh, shit, what do we do now?
We can't get rid of everyone.
Yeah,
it's just Liam standing there by himself. Hello? Yeah. Anyone?
Well, Liam, we think you did a phenomenal job, buddy. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate your time and all the best going forward, okay?
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me back on. And, yeah, it's been good talking to you.
Thanks, buddy.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.